Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. Today we're going to discuss the upcoming Wisconsin spring elections and presidential primary elections on April 2nd. It's coming up in just 6 days. So let's see what's on the ballot in Wisconsin. First, you will have a in the Senate race right now. You have the incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin, and for the Republicans, there are currently 7 candidates, including Corrigan, Matthew Harvey, Dan Helm, and forgive me if I pronounce these names incorrectly, Eric Hovde, which is spelled H-O-V-D-E, Stacy Klein, Rajani Ravindran, it's spelled R-A-V-E-E-N-D-R-A-N, and Patrick Schaefer Wick. So those are currently your 7 candidates in the Republican primary. Now the Senate primary will be held in Wisconsin August 13th. So I just wanted to give you some FYI on who's running there. And then over in the House, U.S. House, there are 8 seats in Wisconsin. Wisconsin first. Incumbent is Brian Steele, S-T-E-I-L. His opponent is Stephen Trueblood. And he's a Republican. District 2, currently the incumbent is Democrat Mark Pocan. The Republican candidates are Charity Berry and Eric Olson. Then in District 3, there is, the current incumbent is Republican Derek Van Orden. And he, like I said, he's Republican. District 4 is a Democrat incumbent. The Republican candidate in District 4 is Tim Rogers. District 5, Scott Fitzgerald, Republican, is the incumbent. District 6, the incumbent is Republican Glenn Grothman. District 7, Republican candidate is Tom Tiffany. The only other candidate is Cheryl Ann Runkle. And then in District 8, and this is what we want to discuss, was Mike Gallagher. He is the incumbent, Republican incumbent. He has actually announced he will be stepping down, but not until April 19th. And there's another candidate currently, Andre Jacques. It's also incomplete. There might be other candidates for this seat. However, this is what we wanted to discuss. It's important that the people in District 8, which I believe makes up some of the counties, including Brown County and Oconto County, contact Mr. Gallagher's office and the Brown and Oconto County Republican Party offices to ask that Mr. Gallagher step down immediately. The reason for this is if he steps down, I think he announced the date he's stepping down is April 19th. If he waits till that date, they won't be able to, or it's unlikely there will be a special election to fill that seat. And there's 2 things that we want you to be aware of. One, the people in Wisconsin 8 will not have any representation the rest of this term. And 2, it sends the Republican majority in the House. So it's important that Mr. Gallagher, he's already announced he's stepping down. It's important that he step down before that date, April 19th, So there can be a special election held in Wisconsin 8, and that can probably be filled by a Republican, and that can increase the increase or maintain the Republican majority in the House. So that's at the federal level. In the state Senate, state Senate is made up of 22 Republicans and 10 Democrats in Wisconsin, and there's currently one vacancy, so a total of 33 seats. So the Republicans are in charge or have the majority in the Wisconsin Senate. It looks like the contested races in Wisconsin State Senate will be District 14. The Republican candidate there is Joan Balweg. And then in District 24, the Republican candidate is Patrick Teston. And all the other districts, there appears to be only a Republican or Democrat running in them, uncontested. Then in the Wisconsin State House, a total of 99 members, and it's 64 Republican, 35 Democrats. So again, the Republicans have the majority in the Wisconsin State Assembly. And in looking at some of the races here, don't see too many contested races on here. Perhaps we need more wait for more information on that. But currently no contested races that we can find in the Wisconsin State Assembly. Okay, and then we have ballot measures. Now, these are important. On April 2nd, all Wisconsinites will be, this will be on the ballot for all Wisconsinites or Wisconsin citizens. There are two questions on this, on the ballot, question one and question two. And you'll want to answer yes on this. All Republicans and conservatives will want to answer yes. The first question is administration of government and elections. This prohibits any level of government in the state from applying or accepting non-governmental funds or equipment for election administration. Question two, provide that only election officials designated by law may administer elections. Okay, so that's a paraphrasing of the two questions. Later on in August, looks like two more propositions on the ballot on August 13th. First is prohibit legislature from delegating appropriations power. And then the other one is require legislative approval for state expenditure of federal funds amendment. So the first one, you prohibit the legislature from delegating its power to appropriate money. Second, require legislative approval before the governor can expend federal money appropriated to the state. So that's going to be in August. But these first two, we're going to try to get more in-depth information on these. Let's see what we have here. So Wisconsin's presidential primary election is April 2nd. And voters will see two referendum questions on their ballots that ask about the use of private funds in election administration and the role of election officials. What do they mean and why are they on the April ballot? The questions come from a proposal authored by Republicans in the state legislature, which got final votes in November. The votes were along party lines, with Republicans supporting it and the Democrats opposing it. The proposal is rooted in Republicans' longstanding scrutiny of millions of dollars in private grants, which they often call Zuckerbucks. So this is from the money that Facebook owner Mark Zuckerberg distributed in the previous election. The bulk of the money went to the state's five largest cities to help them run elections during the COVID-19 pandemic. And here's what to know about the debates behind the two referendum questions you'll see on the ballot. Question one, as we said, use of private funds in election administration. Shall Section 7, 1 of Article 3 of the Constitution be created to provide that private donations and grants may not be applied for, accepted, expended, or used in connection with the conduct of any primary election or referendum? So you'll want to vote yes on that. Oh, then question two, election officials, shall Section 7, 2 of Article 3 of the Constitution be created to provide that only election officials designated by law may perform tasks in the conduct of primaries, elections, and referendums? Again, yes. So you want to keep any outside or third parties out of administrating the elections. So that's the recommendation on that. Well, let's go back to the ballot. And then under recalls, there are currently two recalls under that are being proposed. One is an effort to recall Robin Vose, V-O-S, a member of the Republican Party, from his elected position representing District 63 in the Wisconsin State Assembly. Was launched on January 10, 2024. Supporters of the recall had 60 days or no later than March 11th to collect 6850 signatures to require a recall election. Recall organizers announced on March 10th that they had collected more than 10,000 signatures before the deadline. On March 12th, 2024, the Wisconsin Elections Commission's staff determined in their initial assessment that the recall organizers did not collect enough signatures from residents within the district where Voss was elected to when the recall process was initiated. The organizers fell short by approximately 945 signatures. Given the changes to the state's legislative map since the recall's initiation, it remains uncertain how the revised boundaries will affect the ultimate count of signatures. The commission is expected to complete a secondary assessment of the provided signatures, evaluating their validity under both the updated previous district maps in order to ascertain the total number of valid signatures. The commission has until April 11th to decide whether enough valid signatures were submitted to call a recall election. The commission has asked the state Supreme Court to clarify if the old or new district boundaries should be used in the recall effort. The court determined in December 2023 that the new boundaries were boundary maps were unconstitutional and deemed ineligible for future electoral use. Voss was elected to the state assembly in 2004 and reelected in 2022 with 73% of the vote. He was elected as speaker of the state assembly in 2013. So just some information here. The recall petition was filed by Matthew Snorek on January 10, 2024. The recall petition listed the following reasons for recall. Again, these are his reasons. I'm reading this. It's not something I'm fully aware of. Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin. He misled the Wisconsin Assembly in the impeachment of Megan Wolf. Voss said he will try, and this is in quotes, try as hard as I, Voss, that's Voss speaking, can to make sure Donald Trump is not the nominee in 2024. Voss supported the unlawful drop boxes. Wisconsin must move. Then it says Wisconsin must move forward without Robin Voss in power. So that's the story on that. And that's also important for Wisconsin is you've got to watch the mail-in ballots and unlawful drop boxes. So each county, each Republican county office must be aware and have people out there to make sure that there's a minimum of cheating or extracurricular activity. But I think that those questions 1 and 2, if you can vote yes on them, they'll go a long way to preventing any outside or limiting any outside interference. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will talk a little bit about the two counties or two of the counties where that Mike Gallagher is representing. We'll be right back after this. All right, we're back. So just to recap, Mike Gallagher, Republican in Wisconsin District 8, has announced he's resigning effective April 19th. As we already discussed, some of the problems with that is if he waits till that date, I believe that there's not going to be able to be a special election to replace him, and that's going to leave the Republicans one seat short, so you're going to thin the majority of the overall Republican majority in the House, and you will and the people in District 8 will not have representation until November. So that's not good. So here are some of the counties that here are the counties that reside within District 8. Brown County, Calumet County, Door County, Kewaunee County, Marinette County, Menominee County, which is spelled M-E-N-O-M-I-N-E-E, Oconto, Outagamie, which is spelled O-U-T-A-G-A-M-I-E, Shawano, Waupaca, and Winnebago, the vehicle. I'm not a Wisconsin native, so I don't know exactly how these are all pronounced, but so I'm just reading them as I see them. So it's important, excuse me, if you reside in these counties and you're Republican, contact Mike Gallagher's office and ask that he step down before that date so that seat can be filled and you can get representation, and hopefully you can get a Republican representative in there to represent you. And here are some of the counties. For example, Brown County. Let's see what's going on there. And there's an announcement. President Trump will hold a rally in Green Bay on April 2nd. And this is coming from the Republican Party of Brown County. So President Trump will hold a rally in Green Bay on April 2nd, which is Election Day. Sign up here. And it says, there's a statement from Congressman Mike Gallagher. The Republican Party of Brown County is profoundly disappointed with, it's a statement on Congressman Mike Gallagher. So the Republican Party of Brown County is profoundly disappointed with Congressman Mike Gallagher's recent decision to resign from Congress effective in April. While we are still working through the legal and procedural issues rising from the timing of this decision, we urge Congressman Gallagher to serve out his term and fulfill the promises he made to his constituents who elected him. All right, so that's good that Brown County is asking him to fulfill the rest of his term. If he does not, though, or decides not to, it's important that you contact his office, and you can, we'll have to find that information, but contact Brown County Republican office to get Congressman Gallagher's information. Call his office and ask, do it peacefully and respectfully, that he resign before the April 19th, so you can get representation. And for example, on the website, here's a April 2024 Spring Voter Guide, April 2nd. So if you're in Brown County, these are the races. Green Bay City Council by district. And it says the voter guide includes 1, Jennifer Grant, 2, Andy Nicholson, 4, Bill Gavin, 4, Robert Macau, spelled A-U-X, 6, Stephen Campbell, 7, Adrian Letticoat. 8, Chris Wherry. 9, Brian Johnson. 10, Jeff Osborne. 11, Melinda Eck. 12, Bobby Lindsay. Then Brown County Supervisor by District. 5, Dan Fino. 6, Stephen Campbell. 14, Nick Dagno, which is spelled D-A-G-N-E-A-U. 18, Katie McDonald. 23, Dixon Wolf. 24, Vanya Kupke. So these numbers are by the district in both the City Council of Green Bay and the Brown County Supervisors. Then your trustees and supervisors by villages and town. In Suamico, Michelle Eckert, Bellevue, John Sinkler, Wrightstown, Julie Sigman, Ledgeview, Joseph Backman, and Mark Danen, spelled D-A-N-E-N, and Alouez, Raymond Maxwell. School board, you can vote for 2 by district. In the Unified Day Pair, which is spelled D-E space P-E-R-E, Scott Hamauer, and Joel Newville. In Green Bay, IAS Green Bay School Board, it's Alex Minot, spelled M-I-N-E-A-U, and Andrew Becker. Howard Suamico School District, Vanessa Moran, and Greg Klimek, spelled K-L-I-M-E-K. Wrightstown School District, Michael Mullen and Anthony Decker. Pulaski School District, Steve Legel, spelled L-I-E-G-L, and the Denmark School District, Katie Rabenhorst. And as we already mentioned, the referendums are State of Wisconsin Question 1. Do not allow private funds in election administration. Vote yes on that. And then State of Wisconsin Question 2. Do not allow private parties to conduct elections. Only election officials. Again, vote yes on that. And it looks like a unified school district referendum, unified school district de pair, allow de pair to exceed the revenue limit by $4,750,000 per year for 5 years. And the recommendation is no. So this is a voter guide. This is who Brown County recommends to vote for. Please do. And get out to the polls April 2nd. If you have questions, Brown County's phone number is 920-430-2005. You can go to their website, www.browncounty.gop. Let's see what else is going on in Brown County, for example. If you are in Brown County this Saturday, March 30th at 10 a.m. at Brown County Republican headquarters in Green Bay. Super Saturday. Come join us for Super Saturdays, which involve phone calls and doing doors, or is where I come from, we call it block walking. On behalf of the local conservative candidates, volunteers will be trained and immediately deployed. It's not that bad, folks, to get out there and knock on doors. Most people are very friendly, and they're actually very thankful when you do let them know, A, that there's an election, B, who to vote for, and C, who the candidates are. So they're usually very thankful for that. And you can RSVP on the website. Just click under events and then schedule. And then the next event after that, Monday, April 1st at 6 p.m., Republican Party of Brown County Headquarters in Green Bay, Election Integrity Committee presents election observer training, in-person training, session for observing a central count absentee ballot processing election day. Very important. If you want to get involved, definitely take this training to make sure that that everything's on the up and up. And the regular monthly meeting for Brown County Republican Party will be in Green Bay, April, at the Republican Party of Brown County headquarters in Green Bay, Thursday, April 11th at 6 p.m. Open to all members. All right, so that gets you up to date on what's going on there. Just an example. So let's see what's going on in Oconto County. That's another county that's represented in Wisconsin District 8. I can tell you that their monthly meetings, looks like they are the third And let's see. Well, the last meeting was March 18th, GOP monthly meeting at the Blue Spruce at 6:30. New office is open. Volunteers are needed at 109 Congress Street, Oconto, Wisconsin. The hours, office hours are Tuesday, 10 to noon, Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m. Please contact by phone or email if you're available to help. Let's see if there's any events going on. And as we said, the meeting was on the monthly meetings on the 18th. Just to stress to you, if you do live in any of these counties in District 8, Brown, Calumet, Door, Kewaunee, Marinette, Menominee, sorry if I'm not pronouncing this correctly, Oconto, Outagamie, Shawano, Waupaca, and Winnebago, contact Congressman Gallagher's office and ask that he step down because he... If you wait till April 19th, you will not get representation in that county until November, and it will also thin out the Republican majority in the House. All right, well, that's our show for today. We will have another update soon, probably this week. And remember to vote yes on both questions 1 and 2 coming up on the April 2nd election in Wisconsin. Thank you for your time. Have a good day. Bye-bye.